people who I think would be sympathetic to my point of view. I know some of my opponents went door to door. We didn't find that particularly effective in terms of the yield on the time spent. But it is a combination of using your network and making that one-on-one voter contact.
In terms of how you see this system functioning effectively, does it matter whether the candidate solicits the signatures and the contributions or surrogates?
I think the model allows for both. I think if you know if the candidate were completely uninvolved, that would not be healthy. But I haven't seen any of the races in which that's involved. I think using surrogates who have a history with the candidate is certainly appropriate.
Thank you. Any other questions from council for this panel? All right. So, are there any follow-up questions for our staff / elections commission representative?
Just want to make clear, Mayor, that what we're voting on today is the schedule,
right,
and that we, at a subsequent meeting, I believe next week, we'll be presented with recommendations in terms of the
resolution. A resolution, right? So the questions for me to sort of settle in more firmly on an amount, some of the questions that were mentioned today that I think would be very useful, at least for me, is knowing the 3 of 4s, 4 of 4s, and the new voters, households with new voters, the cost of voter contact. Just remind me, you know, what a mailing to that universe would cost. So not generically, but specifically based on those kinds of turnouts, as Commissioner Leonard talked about. And then if it's easily gettable, how many candidates generically qualify for running for this seat? They have to be residents of the city and they have to have certain certifications. So I think that information is available through the state. Are there other questions or information that anyone would like? And is there anyone that would like to give some hint of where they're leaning to provide the auditor who has to craft this resolution where they're at, or would people just like to wait?
Well, if I wasn't clear, I was leaning towards a specific methodology based on what either the Multnomah County elections would project the turnout to be or Secretary of State's office multiplied by some number based on a mailing, whatever that, you know.
So you're not, you want to hear see that before you're ready to
methodology.
Okay.
Yeah. Not just, what I'm a little worried about is when we get into talking about I think, and after I think, I start to lose interest, because it needs to be something that we can rationally explain. This is how we got to this number.
No, that's kind of where I'm at. Anybody else?
I won't be here next Wednesday, but I'm comfortable with the recommendations of the campaign commission.
All right. Anybody?
Well, I just thank the campaign commission for a lot of diligent work over many years, and Leslie in particular. And so that weighs heavily in my decision as to what the right numbers are. That the campaign commission had a long discussion of the pros and cons of various options. And but I also appreciate my council colleagues and their wanting more information about specific costs. I want to also recognize Auditor Blackmer for both leading much of the work on campaign finance funding, and also for pointing out that indeed the city auditor is a hugely important function, a role, an elected official. Look, in no way are we seeking to, by allocating a lower dollar figure, say that that's a less important role. We're simply looking at the cost of the election and not wanting to inflate election costs through public campaign financing. That's the opposite of what one of the goals of that is. So I'll also be looking for that information from next week.
And I guess that's a useful point. I would like the mini analysis to be done, and I would like, even if it's informally polling, the campaign commission sort of input on that. I know that they talked about this and got some general input, and that it's sort of triangulated off the existing amounts. But I would like to, even if it's informally, you as chair or polled by email, is to get the information we've asked for and to see how you feel about it after being exposed to that. Also, Jason, want to thank you for hanging in and for your testimony today. I'm going to vote in favor of this ordinance, but I think the points that you raised are really important, and I think that I will seek to achieve or to address your concerns with the financing, by answering the financing question appropriately so that voter contact, even though it's a shorter amount of time, that adequate voter contact occurs. So I think your points were very well stated. So that leads us to the resolution. Is there further discussion on the resolution before we vote on it? I'm hearing none. Please call the roll.
Fish?
Well, I too want to thank Gary and Leslie for their presentation and for their engagement on this issue. And I'm obviously, for a number of reasons, gratified that we are tackling these issues at the front end of the election cycle before there are any announced candidates, which I think is terribly important for not only the system, but also the way the public views the system. I want to acknowledge our newest commissioner, Commissioner Fritz, who has been in my office a number of occasions, pitching ideas, educating me about this system, and really showing leadership. I think she's had an auspicious debut on this council. I appreciate the role that you're playing in trying to bring us to consensus, which I think is important in this issue. I want to be very clear that I have, for a long time, been a champion of fundamental reform of our campaign finance system, and I've also been a champion of other kinds of reforms. For example, I believe that federal candidates should have free access to television. I think there's a number of things long overdue that we could agree to, which would remove barriers to people participating in our process. We cannot guarantee a level playing field. That should not be our goal. But there are barriers which we can discuss. I've had a philosophical disagreement, as many of you know, with the timing of the implementation of VOE. I, like many people, including some of its staunchest supporters, believe that it should have been presented to the voters at the front end and not the back end of the experiment. But that question has been decided. There will be a referral at some point, it is my understanding. And now we are tasked with setting the rules for an unanticipated event, another special election, which is particularly vexing for us. So the framework that's been offered in terms of the time frame for this election, I support. My concerns are now, will then shift to the dollar amounts. And to answer the mayor's question previously, I am probably conceptually more comfortable with the amount of money proposed for the primary and probably a little more skeptical about the amount proposed for the runoff. But I welcome the opportunity to see in greater detail a rationale for both figures. And I think the council can come to some consensus on this. I appreciate the tenor of these discussions. And I want to, again, publicly thank Auditor Blackman for his service and the courtesies extended to me and to my office during the time we've interacted. Aye.
Fritz.
I support the date for May. I believe the turnout will be better in May than it would be if we delayed till September. Also, I'm concerned that if we did delay till September, there could be a move to appoint an interim auditor, which creates a quasi-incumbent, and that is probably not in the best interests of public campaign financing, as well as several other philosophical concerns. And I also appreciate that we do need to give enough money so that we do allow for adequate voter contact for May. And I certainly want to encourage the neighborhood associations to invite all of the candidates to their events so that we, as neighborhood associations and business associations, the organizations required to invite everybody or nobody, unless we get hundreds of people applying for the city auditor position, it's hopefully going to be possible for in a race where there are not other city positions on the ballot, we should be able to help facilitate some of those community meetings. And this will provide another set of information for citizens to make their vote on when we do refer this to the ballot. I have committed throughout that the 2010 date to refer it to the citizens. I believe we want to refer the best system that we can come up with to the voters. We don't want to refer a flawed system and give citizens the choice between something inadequate and nothing. We want to refer the best system possible, including standard special election rules for each of the positions so that we don't have to keep figuring this out. And I really appreciate my colleagues being willing to figure this out. I very much appreciate that we're not debating the merits of public campaign financing as part of this election, that we all acknowledge that it's part of our code, it's currently funded, that we want to find out how to make it work best. while recognizing that in this economic climate, we need to watch every dollar and spend taxpayers' money wisely. So I'm looking forward to the ordinance next week and to encouraging citizen testimony at that time. But for these reasons, I'm voting aye on the date of the election.
Leonard?
I, too, want to acknowledge and say how much I appreciated in the last week Amanda coming over and working with me on trying to identify an appropriate amount. That has not been my experience here in the past in special elections, and so it was refreshing, one, and two, made me feel more like I wanted to collaborate because I've had a history with this program that I haven't always felt included in decisions that were made. So I was really, I want to point that out and say how impressed I was with your articulation of your concerns and willingness to be open to other ideas. That's important to me. But that's not what this is about. This is about setting a special election date for replacing Auditor Blackmer. And I've said a number of times, and I'm not saying it today because of this event, that the project, I cannot imagine ever being involved in another project I'll be more proud of than the project Gary and I worked on together to move the archives from God who knows where they are right now. I won't
in
even tell
you. There's, thank you.
I've lived here all my life,
the
and I've been there.
Kenton neighborhood.
I've been there. I don't actually think that's the Kenton neighborhood. I think it's Rivergate. I think it's actually Rivergate. It's in the middle of nowhere. Gary and I partnered to, not to suggest Kenton is in the middle of nowhere. It's in the middle of everywhere.
But, I think you should stop there. Well. Let's continue.
Let's just say I'm pretty comfortable. Most people in this audience don't know where it is, and most people listening. From that, too, Gary and I first started talking about raising money to expand the archives out on Columbia Boulevard, and then we both recognized that it would still be in this place where it would be inaccessible, to be polite, even if we expanded it. So we started looking around for another spot to build a new archives or take an existing building and remodel it to put the archives in that would be closer to the central city. Then it was, a lot of people don't realize, Gary's daughter, who was a student at Portland State, that was aware of this project that Portland State was undertaking and went to Dad and said, what about adding the archives to this project? Gary came to me and we took the ball and ran, partnering with Portland State, and next September we will have the grand opening of the new archives building located at Portland State University, around which the university has actually been inspired to consider creating a degree of archive history, one of the only ones, I believe, on the West Coast, if not the only one on the West Coast, and have talked about creating internship spots at the archives building. So you've done a lot of good work, but there's nothing, I think, that is a legacy more than that, because without, obviously, your partnership and help, that would not have happened. And I hope you're planning on being there with me in September for the grand opening, because I'm just I just couldn't be, and I've joked Gary right along that the quid pro quo is that he give me an internship program when I leave here so I can sit at the front desk and hand out archives materials to people who want them. And there's nothing I probably would enjoy doing, and I'm not kidding, that I would enjoy doing more than sitting up there working in the archives.
Would the gentleman yield for a second?
Sure.
To build on what you're saying about the archives, because of the new home for the archives and because of the excitement it's generated at Portland State, it has now become the go-to repository for a number of elected officials in our community who have the confidence to donate their public papers to Portland State. Former Mayor Katz, former City Commissioner Gretchen Cafori, and most recently, former State Senator Abel Gordley.
Yes.
Her papers have now been archived. They are on display in the library at Portland State University, and they will be housed in this
facility. In the new archives. That's wonderful.
So I want to thank you for that.
Well, thank Gary, because, it took his willingness to step up. And we did it, as you know, at the right time. We couldn't have done it this year. And so it just happened to all come together, and I just couldn't be more thrilled. And you have to be just totally proud of your leadership in that. So I certainly want to acknowledge that. And the dozens of other things you and I worked on together since I've been here. And I've always appreciated very much your perspective and your focus and your integrity and your, you know, you ride the bus every day. You've walked the walk. You don't just talk the talk. So I really appreciate your service here. And it'll be very difficult to replace you. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I too want to say it's with regret that I vote to establish a election date to replace Auditor Blackmer. He's done a great job, and I've enjoyed working with him, and I think you've been a real outstanding leader, and hopefully will inspire similarly outstanding people to seek to replace you on the council or in the council. So thank you. Aye.
Adams?
Well, we still have work to do before you leave, but let the oration begin about what a great job you've done, and I'd add my comments to those that have been well articulated already. Look forward to working with you as you close out your time as auditor. I'm going to vote for this, and if regarding the piece, regarding the debate that is forthcoming on voter-owned elections and the amount, if there ever was an elected office that needed the perception and the reality of objectivity, and therefore I think where voter-owned election approach is needed, that is the office of the city auditor. So I'm going to seek to make a fact-based decision, as my colleagues have articulated, and look forward to getting that information back. But I'm very pleased that we have this program in place, especially for this office. So look forward to the debate ahead. Aye. All right. We are recessed till 2 o'clock. Thank you.